From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's office says full Senate debate on a health care overhaul bill should start the week after next. Maine Republican Olympia Snowe joined every Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee to pass the committee's proposed bill. The legislation thus became the only one of five congressional committee health care bills to win a Republican vote. Here's more from NPR's David Wellna.
Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus spent months trying to win the support of three key Republicans on his panel who negotiated its bill behind closed doors. In the end, all three voted against the bill, along with six other Republicans. But declaring, "When history calls," Maine's Olympia Snowe broke ranks with her fellow Republicans and pledged support for the bill.
"I do it with reservations because I share my Republican colleagues' trepidation about what will transpire on the Senate floor, what will emerge in the House-Senate conference, and how indeed the Finance Committee bill will be merged with the HELP bill."
That HELP bill, passed by the Health Committee, contains a public option, a measure Snowe has opposed. It's not clear whether the bill the full Senate takes up will include such an option. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Obama administration and leading members of Congress are trying to allay concerns in Pakistan about a huge new aid bill. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Pakistan's foreign minister is back in Washington for the second time this month to lay out some of the complaints that he's been hearing back home about the Enhanced Partnership with Pakistan Act. Shah Mahmood Qureshi met with one of the authors, Senator John Kerry, who says he will try to dispel the myths.
"There are no conditions on Pakistan attached to the $7.5 billion in non-military aid. There are strict measures of financial accountability that Congress imposes on the U.S. executive branch."
Kerry also says the bill in no way impinges on Pakistan's sovereignty. He plans to make all that clear in a report that will accompany the bill when it gets to the president's desk. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The issue of bonuses for executives at bailed-out financial firms will be under the spotlight on Capitol Hill again today. Government investigator Neil Barofsky will tell lawmakers how some of the executives whose actions nearly brought down the international financial system took home millions in bonuses. Barofsky is the special inspector general for the $700 billion financial rescue program. Barofsky's report details bonus payments to executives at AIG, some of whose complex financial products were backed by very shaky assets. There was outrage in Congress and among the public when it was revealed the government couldn't legally stop AIG and other companies from paying the bonuses. This is NPR. Crews in Northern California are still responding to power outages, mudslides, flooding, and downed trees as a major storm sweeps across the region. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
Strong winds accompanied by heavy rains that began early yesterday morning have taken a heavy toll on most of Northern California. In the San Francisco Bay Area, tens of thousands of homes and businesses reported losing power. Hundreds of downed trees and branches, some of which damaged homes and motor vehicles, were reported in Sacramento, Stockton, and Modesto. In Santa Cruz County, an emergency crew was summoned to a home that was hit by a mudslide, according to spokesman Enrique Sargun.
"There's a resident who's still in the home. She's not injured, but they're going to evacuate her out. She needs some assistance with the evacuation."
A flood warning was issued last night for residents living near a creek in Santa Cruz County. A spokeswoman for the regional utility company says all available crews have been deployed in the effort to restore power. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Software giant Microsoft says it has issued a record number of security patches as part of its regular monthly series of updates. Microsoft says it has fixed 34 problems it calls critical. That's the company's most serious rating. The fixes apply to Windows Vista, Windows XP, Windows 2000, and Windows 7, which doesn't go on sale until later this month. Semiconductor maker Intel has raised its outlook for the current quarter, and its stock rose strongly in after-hours trading. Intel says its third-quarter profit fell 8% and sales dipped 8%, but both its sales and earnings were better than analysts had expected. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.